Hello and welcome to the DiMartini Show. If you're a leader in business, an entrepreneur, a philosopher, or a holistic healer, therapist, or coach, and you're on a mission to master your life, and if constant progress, making a difference, and leaving a legacy is important to you, then this podcast, The DiMartini Show, is going to inspire you with practical advice that you will be able to put into action immediately to get the results that you desire. Each week on The DiMartini Show, we address a brand new topic with Dr. DiMartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 47 years of research into human behavior and performance. And the knowledge and wisdom that he shares in these episodes will give you a significant advantage in your life. If this is your very first time listening to the show, then take the time to click the subscribe button, because that way we are able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you're a regular listener to this podcast and you value the content, then please do let us know by leaving us a review. This week's episode, Dr. DiMartini talks about how your physiology is a reflection of your psychology and why it would be wise to listen closely to the feedback of your symptoms and disease. So get ready for another inspiring session. Enjoy.
Did you know that your perceptions of your reality can affect your physiology? Did you know that if all of a sudden you're perceiving more support than challenge in your environment or your life, that your estrogen levels will go up and your testosterone will go down? But if you see more challenge in life, your testosterone can go up and your estrogens go down. And it can affect your physiology, it can affect your fat levels, your muscle levels, it can affect your behavior. Your perceptions affect your physiology. It does so by changing your transmitters, neuroregulators, neurohormones, neuromodulators that go into the cells, cell receptors, the epigenetic effects down into the genes and expression of it and the cells. Your physiology is a feedback mechanism to let you know what you're perceiving. If you're perceiving way more challenge and support, you go into a fight or flight response and you get ready for the defense. If you go in and you perceive more support than challenge, you go into rest and digestion, anabolic versus catabolic. Your whole physiology is letting you know how you're perceiving. You can actually look at your psychology, look at your physiology, and get an indication of it, of what's going on in the psychology. If you perceive yourself highly challenged a lot during your life, your growth hormone can go up. If you feel like you're highly supported much of your life, your growth hormone can go down. That can affect your height. A lot of times when children, if they're going through a very tough period like that, their growth can be turned on or turned off at a crucial period in their time, and they'll be taller or shorter accordingly. If you're in a situation that you have a lot of challenge, you tend to get defensive, narcissistic, your blood sugar goes up, and you can go towards the diabetic side. Diabetic people are people that are very difficult to tell them what to do. They like to be on the self-righteous side. They tend to be more narcissistic. It's got to be their way. It's easy. They love to tell you what to do, but they don't want to follow what to do. We used to see that in our practice, trying to tell them to follow instructions. They didn't do well. But the hypoglycemic, the person that's been over-supported, they're more likely to be able to do anything you tell them to do. They're different personalities and different illnesses because of the way they perceive life. If they perceive more challenge and they're bitter, they go in towards a diabetic. If they perceive more support and sweet, they end up going towards the hypoglycemic. It's a physiological responsibility as a result of the perceptions that they have in their life. The same thing with the thyroid function. The thyroid gland originates from the thyroglossal duct and basically is basically associated with the tongue. And so if all of a sudden you've been challenged and you're angry and you speak out, your thyroid levels go up. If you hold and repress and you keep everything inside, your thyroid go down. That's why you'll see hypothyroids very listless and speech very little, and they kind of gain weight and their thyroid function goes down because they're afraid to speak out. Where the hyperglycemic person is very usually outgoing, they tactless, they basically say what they want to say, they don't worry what people think, and they're more extroverted. So you can see the psychology affecting physiology.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DiMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at the Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
The same thing in other hormones in your body. Again, if you've got a lot more challenge in your life, your testosterone goes up, your red blood cells go up. If you got more support, your estrogen goes up and you soften up and you end up with more white blood cells. You literally change your body. Your body gets tougher and defensive when you've been seeing a challenge, and now your hormones go into the masculinized. And if you go towards a support side, you get more feminized and more fatty tissue, more relaxation oriented. Your body is revealing what's going on in your psychology. Applied physiology is something I've been studying for many, many years. I wrote a big textbook of about 1,000 pages on what the psychology is doing in physiology and what the illnesses, which we think are illnesses, which are feedback mechanisms to let us know how and what we're perceiving. If we have a balance of support and challenge in our mind, our body goes into wellness. If we have an imbalance and we see more support than challenge or more challenge than support in our environment, we go towards illness. Illness is a feedback mechanism to guide us back to a wellness construct. It's misinterpreted. We live in sort of a hedonistic pill for every ill, kind of a allopathic approach to care. And the second we don't feel good, we want to take a pill. We want to feel good all the time. But actually, let me give you an example. Let's say you overeat. You really pig out and you binge one night. Then you wake up the next morning, you got a puffy face, you got snot, you got gas and bloat and cramps and pain, and you feel awful and fatigued. These symptoms are physiological responses from overeating that are actually healthy responses to let you know that you pigged out. But if you cover it up and take an antacid, an anti-flatulent, an antihistamine, an anti-this, and you get rid of all the symptoms and you don't get the feedback, you're actually shutting down the very thing that's needed for your wellness. And you don't learn the lessons that the body's trying to give you. The same thing for pain. We have pain nerve endings, and it's designed to be there to give us feedback. In fact, there's a book called The Brilliant Function of Pain by Milton Ward. It talked about people that didn't know how to feel, couldn't feel pain, and how their life was actually under challenges because they couldn't get feedback. The symptoms of your body are feedback mechanisms to guide you to a wise life and to be able to see life from a balanced perspective. And the second you do, you have maximized potential. So your physiology is a reflection of your psychology. And if you balance your psychology, you bring poise and balance to your physiology. How can you have wellness if you don't have a balanced perspective? So your psychology affects your physiology, and your physiology is your feedback mechanism. Your body is a mechanism to guide you back to living congruently. When you live by your highest values, you have the most balanced orientation in life. When you live by lower values, you have the most imbalanced orientation in life. So the symptoms are trying to get you to live authentically according to what you value most to have the most fulfillment in life. So your physiology is your friend. Your symptoms are your feedbacks, and your body is guiding you to live an inspired life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all 7 areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.